If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, boss. Everyone hated it. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
We'll talk about the latest offer from Disney that was a huge, huge flop and try to get into why it may have been a huge flop.
I'm so out of that loop these days since my kids are grown. I had a conversation on the golf course the other day with a guy who was, somebody used a phrase and he started singing and it was a song from, I can't remember, Frozen or something like that. And I'm like, he's like, that's a song from Frozen. I'm like, all right.
See, I'm on the opposite end of it. I had somebody the other day make a yet another movie reference and said, and they said, have you not seen any movies? And I said, not since 2009, not a single one. I haven't seen a single movie that's not a kid's movie since 2009. So,
and of course, we brought our kids up differently. When my kids were little, I brought them to The Deer Hunter and Clockwork Orange, The Exorcist, all the classics.
So what was I doing first? Oh, the first thing I was going to do was the tweet that I deleted. I think it's the first time I've ever tweeted something and then deleted it. And in retrospect, I shouldn't have. But I caved to an unhappy commenter and... You know, somebody's always going to be offended by everything. I guess I was in the spirit of the holiday. But so I took a picture of something at the grocery store, and it struck me as odd, and I tweeted it out. It was in the prepared food section, like the really, you know, upscale grocery store. The deli stuff they make is like really, really good. Like their lasagna is great, and their steaks are great, and their ribs, all of it's really, really good. Expensive, but good. But anyway, so they head over on, and this is Wednesday evening late before Thanksgiving. And they had holiday meal for one in a little plastic container thing. And I thought, good Lord, could you have tried any harder to make that as grim as possible? You didn't need to word it that way. You could have just said single serving or... There are a number of ways you could have worded that weren't quite as awful as
that
holiday.
That made me sad.
Holiday meal for one? See, it's like you're going out of your way to draw attention to someone's situation. Doesn't it seem like you could have just put single serving or Thanksgiving dinner and people would notice the size or something?
Well, yeah, I see your point. It would have just made me sad. I'm not sure I would have tweeted about it because I have a living soul, but... You know, to each their own.
I just thought, why are you going out of way? Why don't you just put it underneath it for people who don't have friends or family or something?
Oh, too sad.
Yeah, I agree. But so I deleted it. Several people laughed. Several people reacted the way you did. And so I deleted it. I guess I was feeling charitable.
Bad people reacted. Good people reacted. Yeah, to the difference there.
But. You don't think it's amusing that they worded it that way? I mean, come on. Must have been a kid. Must have been somebody young.
Probably so, yeah.
So there's this new Disney movie that came out, one of your animated films, came out over the weekend, you know, and they are hoping to you got your kids, Thanksgiving's over, they're driving you crazy, you got to do something, let's go to the theater and see the latest offering from Disney for the kids. And it is had the lowest take of any Disney animated film in the first weekend ever. Wow. And some of the belief is the way it was advertised. We can get to that in a second, but let's hear a little bit of the trailer.
I'm loving this family reunion, but come on, we got a world to save.
We need you to figure this out, otherwise we're doomed. We are doomed!
Wait, seriously?
No, I'm just messing with you.
Didn't see that coming.
I don't know if I took anything from that. I don't know if I have any idea about anything from that. But I'll read some of the texts we got from people that saw it or are aware of the movie. And what's it called, Michael? Strange
World.
Strange World. Here's one. Hey, fellas. I'm an unashamed Disney fan, and I follow Disney news, both entertainment and business side, closely. I've known about this movie for a while, and it's literally all the promotion I've seen about the movie focuses on the LGBT aspects. It's as if they don't want to promote the actual story at all. Well, that little trailer that we just heard there did not mention anything about LGBT or really the plot, either one. Maybe in the visuals it was, but I'll read another text here. I took my daughter and my niece to see this movie. I was rolling my eyes. Father was white, mother black, son mixed and gay for no reason. It seemed to be trying so hard to tell us he was gay with a storyline about it all. Plus, they were saving the environment, of course. P.S. This text is from a mom of a mixed kids, for whatever that's worth.
Wow, that's so like the commercials of today, in which 80% of couples are interracial. When I get it, they're checking a box, because in the bizarro modern world, there are at least some people who believe, well, if I don't see a black guy in that commercial, to me, that's not a commercial for black people or Asian women or white dudes or whatever. It's just ridiculous. So you have to check those boxes. But man, that sounds like they were trying hard.
One more text. Saw Strange World with grandkids, 5 and 9. I was appalled by the entire movie. Not only was it politically correct with black, white couple, gay son, and a three-legged dog.
Oh, my God. All working to save the environment? How effing hard do you have to try?
Tell me a story. It was about, well, I'm not sure. I was trying to pay attention to the kids around me, maybe 12 or so in the large theater, parents trying to keep them quiet, and many leaving. It was horrible. Couldn't wait to leave after spending over $50. So there weren't many kids there, and some of the people left. Yeah, that happens if you get agenda-driven and not storyline-driven.
Right, right. Wow, it sounds like they were trying hard. That's that, remember when that gal came out during the whole don't say gay flap in Florida and DeSantis cracking down and the rest of it, and those, I guess it was videos leaked out? Yeah, of a Disney Zoom meeting or whatever it was, in which the gal was saying, yeah, we're going to get as queer as we can. We have been injecting as many queer messages as possible into the movies, and we're going to double down now. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, and the guy that runs Disney got fired a couple days ago, right? Now, was that related to any of this, or was that personal stuff?
It was a little complicated.
Okay.
I read an unnecessarily long story about that in Wall Street Journal. Some of it was business stuff. Some of it was personalities. Is Bob Iger willing to actually let go, or was he pulling strings behind the scenes? Blah, blah, blah. Plus the woke thing.
Yeah.
That guy handled that fairly poorly, although I don't know. When you're dealing with militant activists, it's difficult to handle it well. You're in a no-win situation.
I don't care what color the couple is in my animated films, but if you're going to take the time to make sure you're signaling this and signaling that and signaling this and helping the environment with the three-legged dog, the storyline better be good, because that's not enough for me to feel like, yay, my kids saw diversity in a film, unless it was entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of what I've said about the real white privilege is that nobody assumes they know what you think. You're allowed to think independently. You know, likewise, if there's some movie, it's about middle-aged white guys. Like, I don't care. What's it about? Is it any good? Is it funny? Is it compelling? Will it touch my heart? The idea that no, he and people like him will flock to it because it represents people like him. That's just so insulting.
Mm.
Look, here's a black guy. Black people, come see the movie. Good Lord. Progressive America horrifies me even as they amuse me.
Why don't you go see the movie, Michael, and you can report back.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't think in the modern workplace you can force somebody to do something that unpleasant and cruel.
Well, I guess that's it.
Can you feel the love tonight? Now that was a movie. The freaking Lion movie.
The Lion that was movie.
Good. That was good stuff.
Oh, Frozen 1 was okay. Frozen 2, oh my God. And they realize songs, people like songs. It's like we're always complaining about with the whole consultants thing. You know, somebody likes something, so then you should make it all that. People like frosting, so make the cake all frosting. That's what right. Frozen 2 was. It was all freaking over-the-top songs. Ugh. Because they had one huge one out of the first.
Oh, ugh. Come on, Mickey. Wake up. All right, Michael, now we're done, I think.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.